This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Okay, so there was a study that came out saying when surgeons are abrasive to their coworkers, right, or their patients, health may suffer. Now, this is one of those studies where you're like, well, duh. You know what I mean, really, you have to spend money and time doing a study like this, you know, people being a jerk. Other people suffer. But what was kind of interesting about this study is they looked at how surgeons treated their coworkers. And if they found that surgeons yelled at their coworkers, right, or at their staff, patients seem to have higher risks of pneumonia, kidney failure, stroke, and infection. Now, I have a few things to say about this. Okay, first, why are doctors rude? Why do doctors get rude? I'm going to tell you, sometimes we're justified in getting rude. Okay? I mean, look, I have to, you know, call it both sides here. Okay? You know, I had a patient rip me a new one yesterday. I mean, he just laid in because, bless him, I understand the, you know, current healthcare system is not ideal. I get that. And so he was pretty upset that he couldn't afford the health insurance. He had diabetes, high blood pressure, and he wanted over the phone me to refill his medicines, but I needed to know his, you know, blood pressure status. I needed to know his sugar status. I need to know his kidney status because a lot of these medicines could affect the kidney. I need to know his liver status. And I'm like, you know, look, and I could do an emergency, a few pills, but you need to see somebody in person. And he just had a fit. And he just, yeah. And then I had another one who wanted antibiotics because, you know, she started a cold, had like some sneezing and coughing and sore throat. And, you know, she wanted an antibiotic. And I go, look, you know, it's day one. It could be viral. You know, we really don't like to do antibiotics when it's viral. And she just laid into me. And so I told her, I go, look, okay, you know, I'm not a Pez dispenser, you know, for a Z-Pack. All right. Do I look like a Pez dispenser to you? Okay. Now, all right. That was kind of rude. Okay. All right. But, I mean, I got tired of it. I mean, what do you expect from me? So, sometimes, you know, I do get a little grumpy, you know, and then what really makes my episiotomy scar burn, and yes, I have a pretty large episiotomy scar, what really gets my goat is when you actually find something, you diagnose them with something that, you know, it's not necessarily cancer or whatever, but you solve the problem. And then they are mad at you. And they start lashing out at you. And I get that's kind of what doctors have to do. That's kind of what we deal with. I get that. But I'm like, weren't you taught thank you? I don't even need a thank you. Just don't turn around and get mad. I mean, it's not my fault we have, you know, the current healthcare system. You know, and I don't know which president's going to be able to fix it. But, you know, we have a crappy healthcare system. Don't be mad at me. So, but then, okay, we have some doctors that just are jerks, all right? And I like to always figure out why. Okay, why is a doctor yelling? I mean, you know, we all just don't sit here and yell all the time. I mean, I yell at my kids all the time. I'm like, what? Wait, what? Yes, I yell a lot at home. But in the office, there's really no reason to yell. Well, one is if you get away with it once. If you get away with it once, you know, then you could keep getting away with it. I remember the first time I cussed when I was a kid in front of my parents. And I think they must have been distracted. And nothing happened. Because usually, I mean, you'd lose a tooth Okay, I mean, if you did anything, right, you know, off, right, you, no way would you do that. And I remember I got away with saying a cuss word, and then after that, I was like, okay, you know what, I could kind of get away with it. Now, you know, yeah, I was already like 40, but that's neither here nor there. But anyway, so one is, you know, you let an employer yell at you, or you let a colleague yell at you once, they're going to continue to do it. I'm not saying it's your fault. So, I mean, if you ever get yelled at by an employer or whatever, you go, whoa, you did you just yell? Oh, no, you didn't. Well, slow your roll. Well, so sometimes you need to kind of do that. You need to, like, go, decibel? So, you know, I'll do something like that, right? And then, like, okay, sorry. But, the big thing is, I'm just seeing doctors are burned out. You know, electronic health records, changing to ICD-10, that was the biggest pain in the butt. You know, not getting paid. Every single thing you do, you have to argue with an insurance company. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm the doctor. I'm the medical provider. If I think the person needs an MRI, they get an MRI. And people get frustrated. And when they get frustrated, and I'm not saying this as an excuse, it's just, it's a symptom of something bigger. So if ever you hear your doctor yell, that's a symptom of him being burned out or her being burned out. And a burned out doctor is not a good doctor. So all this kidney infection, this study, you know, talking about, I think it was in JAMA surgery, General Medical, American Medical Association surgery, all these complications of kidney issues and pneumonia and infection, that's a sign of a doctor doing a half-assed job. And a symptom of that is yelling and being grumpy and, you know, not being happy. Everybody's like, oh, you know, the person's not getting enough sex or whatever. No. There's enough things in medicine to really frustrate the average medical professional, which is why, you know, it's really hard to recruit students to come to medical school, you know, because it's like they see us older doctors, you know, get frustrated. But you as a patient, you don't have to tolerate that. It's not your fault. We have issues with the ACA, or we have issues with Medicare reimbursement, or issues with Medicaid, or issues with getting referrals. That's not on you. You're the customer. And there has to be some customer service, and there has to be humanism, and there has to be bedside manner. And so if you notice that your doctor is a jerk to his staff, or a jerk to his colleague, he's probably going to be a jerk to you. And I think that's a great barometer to go and find somebody else. All right? You know, that physician doesn't deserve you. But if you do see your physician looking a little haggard, give him a hug. All right? Because we need that. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Joseph's Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot of you guys have calls and questions and comments. And if we're not live, they definitely get played on, or they can, you can call into our answer line and then we'll play it the next show. So let's go to our answer line now and see what you guys have to say. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, I was listening to your opinion regarding kids and suicide. You're absolutely totally right. The problem is we've extended the schooling and made them kept children all the way up to graduation instead of allowing them to build their own strengths and to to be able to have the ability to stand on their own. We tell them if something happens, someone treats you bad, go to somebody else. No, they have to learn that society is not all good, that they have to be able to handle, to protect themselves, to be able to go down that alley at night and to have the courage to be able to stand up for themselves, to protect themselves, because there isn't going to always be someone there. So we're ending up nurturing people that are so afraid that they cringe when something is offensive to them, rather than standing up to protect themselves, especially women. It bothers me all the time. They don't have the courage to protect themselves. And so you're absolutely right. And thank you for bringing that out. This isn't a medical question, other than the fact of medical meaning the mental capacity to have the courage to stand up for yourself and to learn how to protect yourself in society.
So I wish I could talk to you in person. This was you bring up a good point, and this is something that I, as a mom, have had multiple arguments with my husband on, and I mean, my husband's been right. I don't ever, you know, say that I said that. But, I mean, I never wanted my kids to get in trouble in school, and I didn't want them to get suspended. And I learned that I knew that our world was changing rapidly, and so the world that I grew up in, where if somebody hit you, you hit them back, or somebody messed with you, you had a fight at the end of the day, right, after school, right, out in the field or behind the school or whatever. That's not the world we have today. And I knew that my kids got into a fight, they would get in trouble. They might be, labeled, you know, given some sort of a diagnosis. And so I told my kids early on, if somebody hits you or somebody punches you in class or somebody messes with you, you go and tell the teacher. Now, my husband, right, standing behind me was like, what? Somebody hit you, you hit him back, son. Like, nah, it's a different world. It's a different world these days. I don't agree with, you know, everything we're doing. But if your kid clocks somebody else and that kid breaks his nose or that kid gets a laceration near his eye, I mean, one, your kid could go to jail. Two, you could be sued like crazy. And then three, we also have to think about, all right, well, you know, the other kid could be, you know, unfortunately sustaining some permanent damage. And so as a society, we found it was better to wussify and tell everybody to slow their roll and just, you know what, we're going to talk things out. But what's bothered me about that is, are my kids learning how to fight? I mean, so my dad was in the, you know, military, and back then, you know, they learned, they didn't have Krav Maga, but they learned, you know, judo and stuff like that. So he would try to teach me moves all the time. And, you know, when I grew up, my parents were really, they didn't really use euphemisms or kitten glove. You know, it wasn't, you know, well, you know, if you ever get attacked, it's when. You know, you will be attacked. It's going to happen. This is what you're going to do. And I always thought my parents were kind of pessimistic and negative about things, you know. But then again, when I was older and I found out that there was, you know, a gang rape that happened in our family and things like that, then I was like, okay, now I kind of get, you know, why they weren't very, you know, optimistic, you know, about, you know, us being able to, you know, walk the yellow brick road without any incidents and so, follow the yellow brick road. And so they wanted us ready. You know, if somebody throws a punch, can you block? Can you, you know, now, luckily some of us put our kids into, you know, taekwondo or karate and, you know, we'll put our kids in martial arts and things like that, but they don't really get a chance to practice it a lot. And then the kids fight or the boys fight. And what do we do as parents? Stop it. Stop fighting. Stop it. You both are grounded. Stop it. Time out. Stop it. Well, the reason why kids fight is because that's how they get trained to be adults. And I mean, you know, I can't as a doctor say, let your boys kick each other's butt. I can't do that. Because, you know, too many times bad things happen. You know, there was a kid that came into my office because his brother stabbed him with a pencil through his hand. I mean, that, you know, you can't just let, you know, two kids go at it. Now, should we, though, as parents or as educators, allow controlled fighting? I know that's not the most ideal, but I mean, how many of you are letting your kids grapple and having rules, you know, or training them in a boxing ring? At school, when we do PE and physical education, do we do boxing? Do we do wrestling? No. No, there'll be too many injuries, and there'll be lawsuits, and there'll be... I would have loved as a kid to learn how to box and learn how to protect myself and learn how to duck. Learn balance. We're not doing that. And so, you know, we were talking about, suicide rates, you know, that are soaring now between the 15 to 24 age group. I really think childhood should be all about preparing for adulthood, but what we're doing is we're concentrating on math and foreign language and art and, you know, history, and which is fine, but that's what they do all day. All day long, they're doing academics, and then they have to come home and do homework. Where's the, okay, guys, you need to know how to fix your truck and, you know, change the oil and change a tire. Do we teach our kids how to change a tire? Do we teach our kids CPR? Do we teach our kids first aid? Maybe a little bit. But are they doing that on a daily basis? When they learn a language, are we doing immersion language training or donde está la biblioteca? Okay, I know how to, you know, navigate a library in Spanish, but what about, look, you know, what if you need to, you know, speak to somebody? I told you guys, I was at Disneyland. I was in one of the hotels. And one of the housekeepers started yelling at us in Spanish. And I understood most of what she said because I've tried to gain a fluency in Spanish. And I took my kids, basically what happened is the elevator shaft was broken and the door was gone. And the kids could have fallen down an elevator shaft. And so I pulled the kids away because I heard what she said. We went down another hallway or whatever. And my son was really, 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 really young. You know, he looked at me and he goes, Mom, thank God you speak Mexican. You know, because he didn't understand Hispanic, Latino, Spanish. He didn't understand. And, you know, he looked kind of scared. Like, you know, how do I learn that? I need to learn that. You know, something bad could have happened to me because I didn't know how to speak another language. You know, we just don't, we aren't becoming stronger, more versatile individuals. You know, I think learning how to play piano is fantastic. I think learning a musical instrument is wonderful. Kids used to have to do that. You used to have to learn a foreign language and you had to learn a musical instrument. Now we're like, no. You know, you could do a little of this, a little of that, 2 credits and that's it. I mean, you know, what are we preparing ourselves? Yes, we want to be cultured. We want to appear to be educated and all that. But we need to know how to fight. We need to know how to stop the bleeding. We need to know how to speak in other languages. We need to learn how to manage our money. We need to learn how to make money. We need to learn how to get a job. Why aren't we in high school teaching kids how to do resumes and mandatory interview, get along with bosses who could be jerks? Why aren't we teaching our kids that? 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Southern California rocked by another earthquake, even stronger than the first one. This man lives in Ridgecrest, California, near the epicenter of both quakes.
It was like real shaky at first. Like before anything, like you could actually hear like something on the outside of the like the houses and stuff, but everything was real shaky. And then it was like once it actually hit, like everything was falling over, everything was shaking. It felt like, I don't know, it was like something right off of a movie, man, honestly.
Seismologists Lucy Jones and Robert Graves warn it's not over.
A magnitude 7 usually has aftershocks that last for years.
Yeah, so the expectation is we're going to have aftershocks tonight. It's going to continue on.
A number of injuries from the latest quake, but no reports of deaths. It's the largest earthquake to hit Southern California in the last 20 years. Several thousand lost their power, and many were without water as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Supreme Court ruled today that a Peace Cross war memorial on public land outside of D.C. can stand. This was a 7-2 decision, and they said that the cross does not violate the Constitution. Apparently, residents of Prince George's County, Maryland, and the American Humanist Association sued to have the cross taken down. And the American Legion, whose symbol is also on the memorial, intervened to defend it. While the residents and AHA claimed that a cross memorial on public land violated the Constitution, the court determined that factors including the history of the memorial support the idea that it is not religious in nature. Freedom of speech versus separation of church and state. It blows my mind that those could be in conflict with each other. You know, if I want to put up a cross or a Magen David, a Jewish star, or if I, you know, that should be freedom of speech. But would somebody accuse me of separation of church and state, you know, where there's no separation of church and state? So, they said for nearly a century, a Bladensburg cross has expressed the community's grief at the loss of the young men who perished. It's thanks for their sacrifice and its dedication to the ideals for which they fought. That's according to Justice Samuel Alito, wrote in the court's opinion. Alito noted that while this particular cross does not serve a religious purpose, removing it, because it is a cross, would be a religiously charged action. And I agree with that. Said it has become a prominent community landmark, and its removal or radical alteration at this date would be seen not by many as a neutral act, but as the manifestation of a hostility towards religion that has no place in our Establishment Clause conditions. He wrote, quoting Justice Breyer's concurrence in the 2005 decision in Van Order versus Perry. So apparently the court reverses the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals that ruled that the cross was unconstitutional. So apparently the 7-2 majority today cited the structure's historic nature in its narrowly drawn decision, saying that the Latin cross design reflected the nationwide trend at the time. It was erected to honor war dead with community monuments, and the cross was associated with World War I. And the court noted that the U.S. used it in military honors, such as the Distinguished Service Cross in 1918 and the Navy Cross in 1919. So the Bladensburg Peace Cross, as it's known, sits in a traffic circle in the Washington suburbs to honor 49 local World War I soldiers who had died in battle overseas. So I'm not sure which justice on the liberal side ruled in favor of this. But the big question we have, one thing that we have noticed now that's been of huge contention is memorials and historical monuments and how they make people feel, and if it's brewing bigotry, racism, and a non-separation of church and state, etc. And so monuments now all over the United States are being scrutinized for what they stand for, what they represent. And, you know, it's difficult because, you know, if somebody doesn't want to see something that reminds them of their past, you know, I mean, do they have to see it? You know, I mean, but then on the other end, we are trying to change history by removing it. And that you really can't do that. You know, you learn from our history. And so, seeing something that was, you know, erected back in World War I, right, to honor people who were of the Christian faith, it's a beautiful thing. You know, I mean, it shouldn't be looked upon as a, you know, but then again, I can't vouch for how other people feel when they look at it, but I think it's a beautiful thing, and you know, it reminds us. I think we do need reminders of our past. I mean, I can't stand seeing a swastika, but in movies when they, you know, recreate, you know, what happened in, you know, Nazi Germany or whatever, or you know, it's there. I mean, I can't ask Hollywood to remove the film. And like Band of Brothers, I love Band of Brothers. I'm watching it again because we're going to be leaving, you know, tomorrow, to go to, you know, France, you know, to see the beaches of Normandy. And, you know, so, you know, you see the, you know, Nazi Germany and, you know, the war and all that. And, you know, Michael Fassbender, of course. Yeah. So anyway, so, you know, we're watching. Oh, did you guys know Jimmy Fallon was in Band of Brothers? Yeah, Jimmy Fallon was a Band of Brothers. It's a small scene. I think it's in like episode 4. But I was like, whoa, it's like I recognize his voice across the room. I'm like, wow, Jimmy Fallon day. But anyway, so I can't stand looking at a swastika. But the show re-airs or it's available on Netflix. So what? Do I ask the, you know, do I have Hollywood remove it? Or not make a movie about it? I don't know. Now, I know that's not the same thing as, you know, having a memorial there for soldiers, you know, but it's, you know, our history is our history. History kind of implies it was done. you could use it as a teaching moment and teach people about how marred the history was. You could turn it into a positive and go, this is how we prevent our society from doing this again. But to try to erase it and not let children see, you know, that, you know, World War One soldiers had died, it just doesn't make sense, you know? So the court also made a distinction. Oh, the court noted that while the cross has its roots in Christianity, it currently appears contexts that are indisputably secular, such as trademarks for Blue Cross Blue Shield, Bear Group, and certain products from Johnson & Johnson. The court also made a distinction between keeping established monuments with religious symbols, like the Peace Cross, and erecting new ones, stating familiarity itself can be a reason of preservation. The passage of time gives rise to a strong presumption of constitutionality. And the AHA even recognized that cross memorials may be permissible in some cases, like certain World War I Latin crosses in Arlington National Cemetery. But the separation of church and state, to me, means the government cannot force you to worship a certain language, and they cannot, they can't force religion down your throat. A memorial isn't forcing anything down your throat, you see? So the court determined that despite the religious significance of crosses in general, this particular memorial does not violate the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. So I, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg took issue with the notion that a cross could be secularized because it serves as a war memorial. She says, just as the Star of David is not suitable to honor Christians who died serving their country, so a cross is not suitable to honor those of others' faith who died defending their nation. So she joined Justice Sonia Sotomayor on this. And then the dissent claimed that by having the Peace Cross on a public highway, the government elevates Christianity over other faiths and religion over non-religion. So I don't know what the answer is to that. You know, I mean, something was erected in World War One. This was erected by people who lost, you know, their family members. You know, I mean, if there was a Jewish family in the mix, I doubt they had any problem with a memorial that had, you know, that was put up for them. You know, I think, you know, yes, we're so afraid to insult, you know, people of other religions, and I get that, you know, and again, I'm not Christian, and so, you know, I think a cross is a beautiful thing, you know, but it's the history behind things, and I think things with that historical, you know, that historical value, you know, I mean, this was a community that lost loved ones in the war, and they erected something. I mean, what about these statues, these Roman statues of women with boobies? That, I mean, is that unconstitutional when you see a statue of a woman with her boobie or like the statue of David? No? 1-877-DOS-ALLIE.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel working the dials. So they say the number of women using marijuana while pregnant is going up, especially in their first trimester. Study published Tuesday in the Journal of American Medical Association found that from 2002 to 2017, use of marijuana and the frequency of marijuana use among pregnant women increased overall. Past month marijuana use among pregnant women increased from 3.4% of pregnant women in 2002 to 7% in 2017. And use was higher during first trimester, about 12.1% of pregnant women, compared to 5.7 back in 2002. The average number of days pregnant women overall used marijuana increased from 0.4 days to 1.1. Now, nobody should be smoking marijuana while pregnant. They say the average number of days during the first trimester of 2017 was 2 days, up from less than a day in 2012. The average number of days of use during the second and third trimesters increased from 0.2 to 0.3 days. Okay, I don't like all these point numbers. But even second trimester and third trimester smoking went up. So researchers included responses for both medical, recommended by a doctor, and non-medical marijuana use. However, between 2013 and 2017, only 0.5% of past month marijuana use by pregnant women was for medicinal purposes. Now, why would we have a pregnant woman smoke marijuana? Well, the nausea. For a lot of people, the cannabis helps the nausea and the vomiting. But the low percentage of pregnant women reporting marijuana use suggests that healthcare providers do not recommend the drug during pregnancy. Now, what does the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists say? They recommend that women who are pregnant or trying to become pregnant should be encouraged to discontinue marijuana use for both medical and non-medicinal purposes. And I look, okay, I get it. Okay. A lot of people are very, very distrustful about the whole medical marijuana climate we have. And people think that doctors and the powers that be want the pharmaceutical companies to get involved because there's a lot more money involved in it, and we want people dependent on pharmaceutical companies and dependent on doctors, and there's all this conspiracy BS that's out there. But the problem is it's being fueled by people like me that say, whoa, I want this stuff watched and quantitated and calculated and regulated. And so people are like, why, Dr. Dahlia, why? Okay, as a disclaimer, I have no money in any cannabis business. I don't have any dealings with anything that has to do with marijuana. But the reason why I can't tell a pregnant woman to smoke pot is because I don't know what is on the leaves. I don't know what she's combusting and getting into her system that's going to get into the baby. I don't want the baby addicted to cannabis or, you know, its cannabinoid receptors, you know, upregulated or downregulated or just messed up entirely because mom took something that babies usually aren't supposed to be exposed to. You know, I want to say I'm a fan of marijuana, but I can't yet, even if we have fantastic data, because I don't know what the hell you're getting when you go to an average store, dispensary, or buddy, or grow it yourself. There's no way to quantitate it. Now, some people say, well, Dr. Dahlia, who cares? If some of these, you know, centenarians can drink a glass of wine and whatever wine they drink apparently did the trick, why do we have to have exact numbers, exact milliliters? Who cares? Well, who cares? The lawyers care. If anything happens to that pregnancy, that doctor gets sued. And there is no way that doctor is going to be able to defend themselves. If they said, yeah, I told her to go smoke marijuana and, you know, well, how much? Did you make sure she wasn't overdoing it? Did you, did you study this? Did you do this? Did you do this? And again, I don't mean to rip on lawyers or anything, but, their job is to, you know, poke holes in the case or to build a case. And if I am recommending a pregnant mom and her kid to take something, I better know what the hell that kid is getting. Since I don't, I need to butt out. Now, it's frustrating because a lot of you people out there are like, look, Dahlia, marijuana can help me. Dr. Dahlia, please just, you know, just let's start promoting it and then the studies will come. And I get it. The more people that smoke it, the more data we may have. The only thing is I really don't like the retrospective data where, all right, everybody fill out surveys on what you did when you were 17. I don't like those. I would rather see a study where, you know, longitudinal where, all right, guys, all of you guys are going to smoke marijuana. You're going to only smoke this amount. You're only going to smoke this strain. those, and you guys over here, you're not going to smoke it, or you're going to think you're smoking it, but it's a placebo, but we won't tell you, you know? And we'll do a double-blind study so nobody even knows who's getting what. But the powers that be know exactly what we're doing. And then we watch and see what happens at the one-year mark, two-year mark, five-year mark, 10-year mark, 20-year mark. Problem with those studies is they take a very long time. If we want to know what happens to your kid as an adult, you got to do a study that watches them over 20 years. Now, what we do to save time is we ask every pregnant woman, any woman who was pregnant that smoked dope, you know, to be honest about it. And then we take a look at their kid and go, okay. Because the average person isn't going to lie. I mean, yeah, some studies you get paid to do, to get paid to be in the study. But I doubt most people would lie about smoking when they were pregnant. Now, let's just be devil's advocate, all right? And how many of you guys have ever been pregnant? Okay, well, probably half of you not. But when I was pregnant, wow, the nausea was horrible. It was scary. The light at the end of the tunnel of being pregnant is pain. Everyone's like, oh, well, you know what? But the baby's almost due. Women can't get excited about the due date because they're scared to death of childbirth. I, with my first one, had stabbing pain in the pelvis all pregnancy long. It was not, pregnancy was not fun. It was miserable. Just miserable. And then I was itching, and I was scratching, and I would scratch the top of my feet till I bled. I don't understand why I got so itchy, but you do. It's called PUPS, paritic urticarial papular a rash of pregnancy. And it was miserable. It was, my nose kept running. I would break out. I was always constipated. Second pregnancy went easier. But, I mean, it's miserable. Now, did I go to marijuana? No, I did the saltine crackers and I suffered. And so, you know, the idea of something allowing people to suffer less is kind of cool. But not at the expense of the baby. And so I do foresee in the next 10 years, we will be recommending marijuana for nausea and pregnancy. My guess is it'll first be recommended for the hyperemesis gravidarum, where people just can't stop throwing up. But because we can't quantitate, and if we can't control the lawsuits of things that could happen, you know, if somebody miscarries their first trimester, are they going to blame the doctor? Well, if there's one esoteric study out there saying, yeah, marijuana causes miscarriages, that doctor is done for. They're going to have to settle. So in order for a doctor to feel comfortable prescribing marijuana, then there's got to be studies and there's got to be proof that what he's giving you is safe. And that's why we need the pharmaceutical companies, because they're the only ones doing the studies. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.